making this work. Hello, penny droppers. So you're with me. I've just got in my car. I've been running around my house trying to find something, and I've ended up in my car, and I'm about to do a live experiment with you. I'm probably not going to work, but, you know, bear with me. What I have been wanting to play for you is static, actual radio static, so that crackling, half-tuned sound, the moment when a station is almost there, but not quite. Turns out I don't own a radio, which is awkward. I'm a former radio host. So I did what any reasonable person would do. I asked around. I made a few phone calls. No one had one, not friends, not family, not anyone that I could find and get from quickly to record this episode. And that is when the metaphor, metaphorically, jumped out at me. We've stopped tuning in manually. We don't adjust dials anymore. We don't scan for signal. We don't even choose what we listen to. Everything is automatic now. Podcasts queue up, playlists shuffle, news refreshes before we even ask. And I think that's a problem because we tend to assume that if something is broadcast, people will hear it. But just because a signal is being sent, it doesn't mean it's being received, no matter how loud we turn it up, because we're not tuned in. This is exactly why I help people with something that I call frequency thinking. Now, there are many great communication theories, and this idea isn't all new. Many theories have tried to explain why some messages land while others don't. But I reckon each of them, the ones that I've been looking at, stop just short of the full picture. And I'm going to talk about just a few now, and I've got more different things for you to listen and read and watch in the recommendations that come part of the Penny Drop newsletter. If you're not signed up, why not? You should be. You'll find the details on my website or in the show notes. The first I mentioned last week quickly, the mere exposure theory. And I guess this theory proposes that the more we see something, the more we'll trust it, that repetition builds familiarity and familiarity builds connection. But where it falls short is that it assumes that seeing equals absorbing. But people ignore things all the time. If they aren't tuned in to begin with, then repetition isn't always going to help. Another one is that the signal-to-noise ratio. So this theory suggests that the cleaner or the clearer the signal, the easier it is to hear. So it assumes that a simple, well-structured message is more effective than a cluttered one. Now, that sounds fair enough. That is true. But perhaps what it misses is that clarity alone doesn't create connection. You can have a perfectly clear message, but if someone isn't listening, it's not going to land. There's another theory called the medium is the message. And this idea tells us that the way a message is delivered shapes how it's received. It explains that, you know, a heartfelt speech in person will feel different from the same words in an email. And again, this is true, right? But even the best, correct medium can't fix a message that people aren't tuned in to receive, no matter where it's shared. Now, all of these are hugely important and right, but still, none of them explain why people actually tune in or don't. I'm going to try and explain frequency thinking while doing an experiment with my radio in the car. But what I've just realised is there isn't a dial. They're buttons. This could be a disaster. Let's see how we go. I reckon there are two major elements that determine whether your message is going to cut through. And they'll make sense to you. Nothing new. There's the signal, so the message you're sending out, and the reception, the way it's being received. I am loving the radio metaphor here, by the way. When both are weak, you get static. You know that sound, which on reflection sounds a bit like crickets. It's when no one notices. When the signal is strong, but the reception is crowded, you get... Can you hear that? So I say you get interference. So what we've got here is two stations competing over one another. You're hearing a bit of one, then a bit of another. So this is when our message is competing with too much noise, and it makes it hard for people to pick up or to focus on. Now, when the reception is tuned in, but the signal is weak, you get... Can I find it? There we go. I call this distortion, and I better not stay on that for too long or else I'll get in trouble for copyright. It's like, so you're tuned into almost the right station, but the signal is weak, so you get this distortion. Something's off, something's unclear or confusing. But when both are strong, and again, I better not put on a real station, so you'll have to use your imagination here, you get resonance. You're coming through loud and clear, and people are listening. They hear you, they feel it, and they act on your message. So they literally, or is it metaphorically, on your wavelength? Metaphor, isn't it? I don't know. So the real question is, and why I'm sitting in my car today, is do you know how to tune in manually? Where are you on the dial? Static? This is often our starting point. It's when we're talking quietly and often unclearly, hoping to be heard, but the message isn't reaching our audience. It's just white noise, or it's radio silence, or crickets. So the questions to ask: do people seem disengaged when you speak? Do you feel like you have to repeat yourself just to be noticed? And then there's interference. So this is about the competition. This is when we try harder, we start turning up the volume, start sending out more messages, pushing harder and harder to be heard. But instead of cutting through, we're just getting drowned out by that noise. So the questions to ask here are you saying more but getting fewer real responses? Do people acknowledge you but then immediately move on? We then tend to overcorrect, and that's when we end up in this area of distortion. It's the misfire, because we've realized that turning the volume up doesn't work. So then we tweak too much. We adjust our message to fit what we think people want to hear. But in the process, we lose clarity or consistency. People hear it, but it sounds off. It's unclear. It's confusing. So you'll know you're here if people are asking for clarification instead of acting on what you've said. Or maybe they seem interested, but are hesitant. They don't know what to do next. Now, the shift that we need to make is when we stop broadcasting and we start tuning, creating the conditions for them to naturally find and receive our signal. I call this resonance. And that's what I'm thinking about while I'm sitting here in my car talking to you, hoping that you're thinking about it too. This act of frequency thinking, of tuning in, which was once, I think, second nature, and it's now something that we've completely forgotten how to do, not just with radios, with everything. We assume that because we're talking, people are listening, that because we've put something out there, it's being received. But being heard isn't about volume. It's about resonance. The key isn't turning up the volume or changing your message. It's about tuning in, finding where people are listening, connecting with their frequency, and helping them to discover yours. No static, no interference, no distortion, just resonance. So, where are you at? I wonder how this podcast is landing. Is it resonating? Be very awkward if it's not. If it is, I would love to hear from you. And you know what? I do a lot of work helping people resonate when the mic is turned on. What I don't often talk about is the work I do when the mic is turned off. So I guess the job that I do off the record. Frequency thinking, what I've just explained, is the work that I do behind closed doors. Because what I've learned is that most leaders feel this expectation that they're meant to already know and be good at this stuff, at frequency thinking. But my experience tells me that no one can get this right on their own. The environment that we're working in is always changing. The stations, they're always shifting around. And the best leaders know it's not about having all the answers, but having the right people to sharpen their thinking. This is some of my favourite work, and I want to do more of it. So if you are a leader or you know a leader who would love a secret weapon in their corner, someone who values having a trusted thinking partner, I would love to meet them. Maybe you could forward this episode to them, or better still, introduce me. You can always contact me anytime you want at info@pennyterry.com. I need to get out of the car because it's not going. I can't have the air conditioning on because it would be too noisy. Yep, too much interference. So I'm going to get out of the car and leave it there. And I think I'm going to go and buy a radio. Yeah. I'll talk to you next week.